think you're a good fit for this team at this time?
Because I'm only 29 years old and I still have a lot of juice left in me. That's why.
Was it an easy decision?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. You know, of course, I didn't want to, you know, have to transition, make a big transition. And I like the Bay Area, you know, and the Raiders have a good thing going, and I feel like my presence could help them out.
What were these last 2 days like between Friday
and Saturday? A little bittersweet, you know, just to, you know, get all the farewells and, you know, get the fan love. You know, things like that, and you know, saying bye to my teammates, I think that was one of the hardest things. You know, and trying to explain this to my kids, you know, that was pretty tough, but it was just a good experience, man. Just to reminisce about, you know, what I've done so far and where I was, and ready to start a new chapter.
I was curious what staying in the Bay Area does for you and your family. How old are your children, and was that constancy a factor at all?
Yeah, you know, my twin girls are 5 and my son's 8, and they're in school. You know, they're doing really well. You know, so you just always want to keep that going as a parent. You don't want to, you know, keep switching them in and out. And, you know, that played a big part in what I was going to do. You know, so for the Raiders to show as much enthusiasm and wanting me to come here made my decision a lot easier.
Jack said when you guys talked this morning, you talked about your leadership role on this team. What was that conversation like, and how do you see yourself fitting into the locker room in that way?
Yeah, it was really, you know, up front, you know, and just, you know, letting me know their position, you know, and how bad they want me, and, you know, exactly what he wanted to get out of me coming here and being a present for this defense, you know, being more vocal, just getting guys to really understand the urgency to be really good at the NFL level.
How different is this defense from the little you've learned about? How different is this defense than what you've run in the past?
It's not too different. You know, the terminology is really the hard part. You know, but, you know, I'm a fast learner. You know, I went out there today, and I think I did pretty well. You know, I'll get in here early tomorrow morning, learn from my mistakes, and, you know, just try to keep getting better.
You anticipate to be playing Thursday?
You know, if I'm prepared enough, I'll definitely try to give it a shot.
Did you plan to take other visits? What changed that plan?
Yeah, I did plan to go to Dallas, you know, and I didn't make it on the plane. You know, just a lot of things went into it. But the Raiders really showed how much they really wanted me to be here. And I couldn't ask for a better situation than what I'm in right now.
Shavar, when you look at this defense and you see Khalil Mack, the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Bruce Irvin, the talent that's kind of interspersed throughout, what do you see as a player when you look at this unit that you're joining?
Yeah, I feel... you know, that it's going to allow me to have a secure blanket understanding, you know, in the defenses that, you know, the ball shouldn't get outside. You know, it should be funneled back right to me. You know, and when you have that trust and when you know guys are, you know, on the edge and taking their job as serious as you, you can play fast. You can go out there and make the plays that you need to make. Yeah, I've always enjoyed, you know, teaching, you know, giving my knowledge to anyone, you know, and, you know, young guys, you know, they tend to think a lot, you know, when they're at this level, and, you know, I'll be able to slow it down for them, and, you know, it's always easier to hear from a player than a coach just because you're a player, you're in the same shoes as them. Coaches kind of, you know, make you a little bit more intimidated, nervous. So I'm bringing that ease to the scheme, and just trying to get everybody on the same page so that we can win.
What's the process look like in terms of preparing as best you can so that you have a chance of playing on Thursday, just in terms of studying the playbook and being in meetings? What's that look like, and what will that look like for you?
Just a lot of hours, you know, a lot of studying, a lot of repeating the same words and things like that, but you know, it's part of being you know, a good football player. You have to put the time in. It doesn't come easy, you know, and I'm the guy to do it. And, you know, I won't let him down. I definitely put the work in that's needed to be done.
You think it's realistic? I mean, to sign on Monday and play on Thursday? It's a pretty quick turnaround.
Hey, I'm going to show you something.
When you and Jack met that first time back at that coaching corps dinner in January in San Francisco, and you guys had a brief conversation, could you even imagine that this was possible at that point in time?
You know, I did. You know, and you just, you know people, you feel the warmth from them. You know, I've been playing in the league for a while, so you know a person's seen you play, they've heard of you. You know, and, you know, we've had so many different changes when I was with the 49ers that, you know, you could just see some things coming to an end. And you could just see, you know, how Coach Del Rio, you know, welcomed, you know, his conversation and him just showing me that, you know, I respect your game. So it's always been a mutual, you know, love for the situation. And it came around, you know, we're able to, you know, kind of pursue it and get me here, and it looks good.
Two more, guys.
With that said, what do you look as, you know, at this opportunity as, you know, in your career?
It's a refresher for me, man. You know, it's a new picture, new scenery. You know, guys are a special group of guys. You can just see the talent that they have on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm excited, man, just to go out there and play for an offense that I know is eager to score points, and I look forward to it.
How far was your commute to the Niners practice facility, and now how far is it now to here? Are you going to change addresses at all? Or?
Well, we all know about the traffic. I mean, it's pretty bad, but I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet. I'm commuting right now, and I got here on time today, so I guess the first day I'm late, I'll really make a decision on that, you know.
DeMar, obviously it's an interesting time to join the team. They've been struggling a little bit lately. Your initial thoughts on kind of helping right the ship immediately?
We're 2-4, you know, and two games behind. You know, I feel like this is the team that can do that. You know, I'm excited, man. I love the challenge, you know, and I think the guys do too, you know, and you know, it's about what you, how you respond to adversity, not about, you know, when it happens. So I look forward to it.
Thanks, guys.